And we thank Ryan Goldberg and the team there from DFCU Financial. They do such a great job. Now, meanwhile, speaking of great jobs, Steve Gregorian, who runs this thing and invites us to broadcast, great job. Jan, who must run the Masonic, always is so helpful to us when we arrive here to do a broadcast. Listen to this little bit of story. You can't hide from anything anymore. There's a camera. There's apparently viral video out showing former President Bill Clinton nudging his wife, former First Lady, Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton. He's nudging her toward a busy New York City intersection crosswalk, prompting her to pull back and protest, raising her hands and saying, no, 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 don't do that, don't do that. He replied with a grin, oh, I guess that's not a good idea.
Oh, sorry, Hillary.
Sorry, Hillary. I thought you could cross the street. I really wasn't pushing you in front of ongoing traffic. I really wasn't.
Maybe it's a weird game they play, or maybe Bill's just losing his marbles. I don't know.
A little game of chicken with the traffic in Manhattan. Having lived there for 5 years, you don't want to get involved in chicken with traffic in Manhattan.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to fuel a lot of speculation and even more conspiracy theories now.
Yep. All right. Rocky Rachkowski, retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army, is here. As the FBI warns of Iranian drone attacks on California. Now, I kind of wish the president would stop saying, oh, this thing's over. This thing's almost over. I mean, they have no Navy, they have no nothing. And then the next day we wake up and they've bombed ships and they've done a lot of damage in other countries. There's a time when I think the president needs to actually stop talking. I'm not sure, Rocky, if you agree with me on that or not. Nice to have you on board.
Hi, great to be on with you, Paul W., and, it is what it is. And, I don't always pay attention to what people say, but I look what they do. And his actions in Iran, I actually agree with. I know that there's only 40% of the country that agrees with us on this, but there's a lot of reasons why this attack on Iran was warranted. And I keep telling people when I'm on TV or radio or wherever else I'm at, that we've been at war with Iran for 47 years. And I've had a personal friend that I've even talked with Mike Parsons about that was taken out and killed by, executed actually, by the IRGC, who was a soldier friend of mine that served in the same unit as I.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I am also sorry to see that Iran, which we've been at war with, but I think we underestimated their ability. I think we... Because we now telegraph when we're going to war or attacking, because we now let people know weeks in advance, they do what anybody would do that isn't completely stupid, and they're apparently not completely stupid. They hide, they bury, they put missiles and drones in areas where it's a one-off. So when they send it off and then we destroy that area, it doesn't do anything. They've already shot off the missile or the drone from there. And so now we didn't apparently also think of preparing our companies for the cyber attacks. Look at in Kalamazoo, for goodness sakes, Stryker is saying they've been hit by an Iranian cyber attack. I mean, Rocky, this is worrying me.
Well, it shouldn't. And you talk about how we signal how we're going to war or how we're going to attack. It's really hard to kind of send three aircraft carrier strike groups to an area and say, oh, we're not at war and we're not going to strike you. When you see three carrier strike groups and 40,000 troops come at you, there's going to be some type of activity. And the Stryker, the Michigan company here at Stryker, one of the largest medical suppliers of medical goods, durable medical equipment, has been hit by, as we know now, Hezbollah, which is a organization that is very involved with Iranian military intelligence. But I don't think we've underestimated them for a long time. Our government has been telling businesses, and if you work with the federal government, you have to be something called CMMC compliant. You have to be compliant and make sure that you go through specific protocols. And one of those protocols is that you have double-layered authentication of whenever you're working on your email. And this is a brand new type of asymmetric warfare that our Pentagon is ready for, but I'm not sure our enterprises are. with ransomware, with everything else that's going on, Russia, China, and Iran have been attacking our networks, and not just our businesses, but our government networks for a long, long time. And that's why our military and other parts of the government, especially parts that deal with water and other things, deal on a what's called a SIPRnet, a secret internet that is not connected to the World Wide Web. And that's one of the reasons why I'm really upset that under the Obama administration, they released the control of the internet to the world. Instead of that control was always the United States. The United States, many people may not know this, but it was our DOD, not Al Gore, but our DOD that created the internet.
Well, son of a gun, I thought it was Al Gore. But anyway,
I know.
This is coming around and it's hard for Americans to take. The first report of the first hit, basically, was of a quote-unquote girl school, which I didn't believe because there aren't girl schools in Iran. Girls aren't allowed to be educated. Girls aren't allowed to go out and wear whatever clothing they want. Girls or women are not allowed to vote or drive or any number of things with these people in charge, which is why I can't understand why the Squad and AOC, America Off Course, and her gang aren't out there fighting on behalf of the women of Iran. But now the Pentagon is saying it was outdated data for where that school was. Now, here's what's not outdated. We know that school was stuck on purpose in the middle of four or five legitimate targets. I wonder why the news media is not mentioning that.
Yeah, you know what, Paul W., this is something that really hits close to my heart because when I was overseas, I was involved in an incident that it's something that you carry on for the rest of your life, that, you know, when children die in an issue of collateral, what they call collateral damage. And it's one of those issues that we really need to take a step back and re-examine. And I have a friend that always tells me to check twice and cut once. And sometimes the military, and we make mistakes in that fog of war, and that was one of those mistakes that should have never happened. But on the positive side, the United States is one of those countries that always pays for those collateral damage or those things that were not intended in war. And the president actually came out yesterday and said to be Ducey of Fox News, he said that we will take responsibility for it. And when the United States takes responsibility for it, that means we will pay for those damages.
Well, and for those who argue, well, you can't pay for lives, let me tell you something. The United States does not aim for civilians.
We don't.
We just don't. We do not. We can prove it. Even the people who hate us can prove it or at least admit it because we don't aim for civilians. Iran is scattering it toward civilians all around their part of the world.
Paul W., I can officially tell you in my 27 years of service and all the friends that I've met that were older veterans and younger and men and women that are serving today, we have never aimed at an innocent individual. Never. Never aimed with intent. And when we do, those individuals are tried as war criminals.
But as you've pointed out and we'll end with, in war, there's collateral damage. In war, there are mistakes made. In war, there are accidents that happen. And this looks like one of those big ones. But that's
on a brighter note, Paul W., I'm not sure if you've seen this. Iran has been boasting that has actually destroyed hundreds of U.S. and Israeli missiles and rockets with their buildings and military installations. And I'm not sure if that's even true.
Well, there's not a lot to be happy about right now. And I kind of wish the president would pull back a little bit on, well, they don't have anything left, because then the next day we hear of things that they've done still. And I think it makes us look bad to pretend that they're not putting up one hell of a fight, because they are. It's sad, and no one else is also pointing out, that it's because the last two presidents gave billions of dollars to Iran. We now know where they spent that money, don't we?
I hate to say this, but not just the last two presidents. For the last 47 years, from Reagan, I give Reagan a pass, to Trump, we have had administration after administration just kicking the can down the road.
Well, but did they all give billions of dollars to Iran,
no,
like Biden
no, that
and
was,
Obama did?
That was Obama, and I hope you have Alyssa Slotkin on, to explain that, because Alyssa Slotkin was actually involved in that.
That's a good idea. I'm not sure Alyssa will come on.
To talk about that, yeah.
I don't think so either.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
God bless you.
Rocky Rejkowski, God bless you, retired Lieutenant Colonel in the U.S. Army. Here in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR at 1244.